Welcome back to another episode of LA Confidential. My name is Chauncey Talese, and I am the NFL editor for SportsLaDante.com. Great website. Use the promo code LA Confidential to get 10% off the monthly, yearly, and lifetime subscription. Also, check out other pods such as the West Coast Mix and Balance. They've got a great NBA Finals piece coming, so check that out. We also are covering the Dodgers, Angels, MLS, pro wrestling, daily fantasy, all that stuff, plus Lakers and Clippers. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about NFL OTA gossip, the latest drama with the Lakers, and a bunch of movie stuff. Wes, Brian, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good. Very good.
So enthusiastic over here.
All right. Jesus.
It's late for me. It's past my bedtime.
Oh, my God. All right, anyway, like we said, NFL OTAs are underway, and while it's not entirely eventful, we have a couple interesting stuff. Gerald McCoy is still visiting teams. He finished his two-day visit with the Ravens. Now he's headed to Carolina to meet with the Panthers. God only knows why. Let's see. He also previously met with the Browns.
Yeah, and I know the Ravens are optimistic that he'll sign with them, but...
He'd be great for them.
Yeah.
Even more so than the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns, they've got their young talent in defense, so having someone like Gerald McCoy on there would only help them, especially Myles Garrett.
Don't they have Olivier Vernon?
Yeah.
Yeah. God. And then a couple other rotation guys, right?
Yeah.
And they got Gerald McCoy, Jesus Christ, but the Ravens need him more.
Well, exactly, and I know he came out saying he wants to go to a contender, which, yeah. If I'm him in his career, I'm doing the exact same thing.
I made my money, let's win a ring.
Exactly. So.
And make some money.
Yeah.
Let's see, Richie Incognito signed at the Raiders because that's totally on brand.
Yeah, with all their signings they had this year, I totally support that.
I know, and everyone's petitioning for them to be on Hard Knocks, but people are like, nah, it'll probably be Washington. Jay Gruden said, no, you guys need to follow Vegas. Because Washington's not getting Hard Knocks. They're just not gonna.
No,
they're never gonna get Hard Knocks.
I know they released. They said that based off the Hard Knocks rules, it can't be a team that made the playoffs last year or had a.
Oh, that's a rule.
Yeah, they had rules in terms of what teams can make it. Yeah,
I'm sure that's Hard Knocks.
Yeah. Really.
I didn't. Okay.
Yeah. It had tracks.
It's like you can't make the playoffs. You can't have a winning record or something like that. It's got to be
really?
Something like that.
Why? Because it looks that much cooler. It's like, hey guys, we were here for when this team made the playoffs.
Exactly. And then there's one other one I can't remember though.
Well, it can't be Washington. It cannot legally be Washington.
Yeah. Oh, and it's someone that. The last rule is it can't be someone that's been on it before.
Well, Washington doesn't qualify for them.
Yeah, so.
But.
It would have to be someone new, every year, I guess.
Right. Well, I'm sure. I think Oakland will get it with the first Vegas year. The Rams got it the first LA year.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be somebody like Tampa might get it. Oh, wait, they've had it, huh? Didn't they have it the Jameis rookie year?
I think so.
How long has Hard Knocks been up?
Oh, over 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to say early 2000s, right?
Probably.
I honestly don't even remember us conversing.
Because I remember the Cowboys.
I don't watch it that much. I watched a couple of the... I watched the one really good year they had the Jets, where Revis is holding out, and
Rex Ryan.
Is it the first Rex Ryan? No, it was the second Rex Ryan year, right?
No, it was the first
Rex Ryan season was gold, but then and then they had the Cowboy. I remember the Cowboy year. I think it was the first TO year.
I think so because that was the show that we were on.
Yeah, that's why we watched it. And for me, I'm not a huge Hard Knocks guy. There's just other things I'd rather watch.
More entertaining.
It's just really boring, especially if they're really stuck. That one year they had the Bengals, there was nothing to talk about. So it's oh boy, they're really reaching for storylines.
Yeah.
If maybe Jacksonville gets it, then I don't think they've had
either that or maybe the 49ers.
Oh, that'd be good actually.
Because you got Jimmy Jesus coming back from injury.
I was gonna say unless he goes down again, then
Jimmy G spot
may change.
Yeah, sorry, Jimmy G spot.
I didn't realize he's only played in 8 games. By the way, like, someone pointed that out because they're like, oh, why the hell do people keep ranking Jimmy Garoppolo so high when he's only, like, started 8 games? I was like, oh, my
that's
God.
Right.
It is
yeah.
true.
I know, but I'm like, oh, wow.
Because he only started, what, he started the last five?
Yeah.
The season where he won, but he went like 5 for 5, mm-hmm. and then that was why they.
No, but even the past, he started like 1 or 2 during the year Brady was suspended for 4 games.
Okay,
yeah,
it was like 2 Jimmy G starts, and they started Jacoby Brissett, and then it was like Brady's back.
Yeah. Okay,
but yeah, he only had like 8 starts, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, because every time like ranking quarterbacks, he's always like over like Goff and stuff like that. I'm like, that's a little stupid.
Yeah.
Like I,
based on what he's
look,
played,
I've said a lot of mean things about Goff, and I'll continue to do so. But I would at least rank him higher than Jimmy Garoppolo, because Jimmy Garoppolo is all potential.
Exactly,
it's all projecting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. let's see what else we got. Where was
Todd
I?
Todd Gurley.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. For the Rams, a couple things. One, Cooper Kupp's back. Yeah.
That's good.
That's great. I'm glad he's back.
You saw what they were without him. He didn't he contributed.
It was noticeable. They really struggled, cuz he's the only guy that could really go down the middle.
Yep.
Which is odd, but I'm hoping that changes. Then Gurley came out and said he wants to be 6 pounds lighter so he can be more agile. Cuz he said that was part of his problem last year, is he wanted to be a little bit more of an agile player, plus it probably takes a little bit of
pressure off the knees.
Yeah.
Yep. And they're absolutely. They're putting him on a definite pitch count for OTAs cuz he doesn't need to like anything to do.
No, I mean, yeah. It's like we discussed last week, OTAs are kind of
if you're a vet, they don't really mean anything. Like if you're for a new player, like if you're like, I don't know, Foles or whatever, it's kind of okay cuz so you can develop like a rapport with the receivers, but
yeah. Even though
they don't need you.
Well, isn't Foles missing OTAs right now too?
But for personal reasons, yeah, yeah. Very good reason.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that. Yeah, that's it's.
We're not doing that.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Like, yes, you are correct. Yeah, because we actually just talked about that before you came over.
Well, because I saw it when I got home. Like, oh, yeah, okay, that's probably a good reason to miss OTAs. It's oof, that's rough.
Yeah.
But
I think he'll win over the locker room.
Oh, well, he's fine. He's going to be fine. Once. Anyway, the other news of the Rams, I guess SoFi, the online loan company, is going to have their naming rights to the stadium.
Well, I saw that they're in like negotiations for that, right? It's not set in stone.
No, but like it was originally supposed to be Farmers Field, which all right. But SoFi, I don't know why that's kind of appropriate that a online loan company. If you want to sponsor us, go ahead. An online loan company that keeps people in debt is sponsoring the stadium, but it's funny.
Yeah, especially what it took to get the Rams to LA. So.
Hey, he paid for it out of his own money.
I was going to say, it's coming full circle.
Say what you want, but at least we're not costing the state of California or the county of Los Angeles any money. Stan Kroenke at least paid for it himself.
That's true.
Yeah, let that be a lesson to the rest of you billionaires.
That traffic's going to be a nightmare, though.
Oh, well, gee, they're already by LAX.
It's going to be rough.
It's already bad, and what's going to be more?
Yeah,
it's gonna really suck if they have to gentrify the place, though. That's gonna be rough.
Well, it doesn't matter because you know Elon Musk is building his tunnels, and we'll have hover cars. So
good. Plus the gondolas to Dodger Stadium from Union Station.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Sure. Then we're gonna have the Jetsons.
Yeah,
yeah.
You did want to bring up some Eagles news. I forgot we had a trip to the Eagles Nest. Well, there's no Cowboys corner this week.
There's always time for Cowboy Corner. I'll make up stories.
I actually did. I wanted to contribute to the, what is it, the Zeke Elliott.
Why?
But the story's dead. I know. No, not yet, actually. They just, on ESPN.
Well, fine. That security guard.
He wants an apology.
No, he doesn't want an apology.
He wants a sincere
apology. He wants a sincere, genuine apology. Because
up,
he's
dude.
19 and...
Oh, okay.
He's a 19-year-old security guard.
It is funny.
Where he's like, oh, I looked up to Zeke, and
God.
When he apologized, he looked down on the ground, and you could tell it wasn't serious. I'm like, really?
So this is just like some freshman a-hole from like Arizona State.
Pretty
like,
much.
You know what? Whatever, man. It's
regardless, Zeke should be counting his stars, because that's a very easy lawsuit right there.
The guy already declined. He's not already.
Oh, I'm just saying
that.
I'm just saying. So, but he should still be very happy.
Oh well, yeah,
because he got off lucky. Because all that one. If that kid was smart, he would have been. Oh, my back.
Cops, my back.
My back's
cops.
Oh. Coppers.
Oh, but, gee.
Yeah. So
going to Willikers, my spine.
I think really the only thing that Well, there's two main things. Sproles was allegedly still like talking with the Eagles, but Chauncey and I just looked up like their depth chart. It's just not gonna. It's not looking good for
him. He'll be cut in August.
Yeah, probably. There's too many running backs. And
or he's a June 5th cut, like right before camp starts.
And we've made post-June 1st.
The three of us have talked
about June 1st. That's right, June 1st.
Yeah, it's not looking good. But I like Sproles, but I think you're absolutely right.
If Sproles are cut, is there a market for Sproles, do you wonder?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Does anybody really need? He came from New Orleans.
Yeah, he's not going back.
Yeah, but they lost Ingram.
Yeah, but didn't they get someone else? Like, they drafted somebody?
I'm sure they did, but, you know,
but
Kamara is
Sproles,
mainly
but better. He does the same thing.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, they can always use, like, insurance for Kamara.
Honestly, here's what answers it. Remember what happened with your boy for the Rams? Remember,
Cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Cheeseburger Eddie?
It might be something like that. Sproles will be on the market. The running backs get hurt all the time, and then he might get picked up later in the season. That's what I think is going to happen. But, you know, I like Sproles, but it's just there's too much going against him. I mean, you've got Clement and obviously Howard are locked in. They've got their draft pick, I think, as a running back, and then there's Adams, who kind of took over the backfield last year. It's just not looking good.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
And he got a ring. With four. He did. He got a ring, yeah.
He got a ring, so whatever. Sproles can, like, take up space somewhere with, like, the Texans or something.
Yeah, like I said, he'll probably get picked up, like, halfway through the season or something, but whatever, we'll see. But and then the other thing was Malcolm Jenkins may hold out of all the practices.
Good.
That could be interesting.
So...
Yeah. It's not like the Eagles are flush with cash, so...
No, and he's still under contract, but they're saying, like, allegedly it might be due to him wanting a new contract, which he does kind of
deserve. How many years
does
he have left?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Maybe one or two?
Yeah.
He's locked in for one or two.
Yeah. I don't know. If you're some team that has, like, a lot of picks and you just need, like, a safety...
Oh, they can't... No, but they... No, he's the captain of that... Of the...
They can still
say, hey, you no. say that, but if it's like if it gets really ugly,
I think it'll wash. Like, I think like, it'll wash out. I think. I mean, if you still got Howie Roseman there, he'll probably be like, wait till next season and we'll talk.
Or Howie's like, you know what? Fine. If you're gonna be a dick in August, they'll just trade you to like.
But he'd have to be really. Yeah. I mean, Malcolm is not quiet about his like beliefs on things.
Sure.
But I think they'll nip it in the bud. I think he wants to play. I think it'll go away. I really do. But it's interesting to note. So,
all right. Is there any other things in the nest?
Yeah, they suck. Go Cowboys.
You know what? You talk a lot of shit, and we both got both our teams got eliminated in the same round. You scumbag. Thank you, Chauncey's Rams.
Hey, I was there for that game.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being at that game. Because I was thinking
suck
of you.
My unit. starting to trash talking early this year.
I know you keep saying that.
I love it.
It gets earlier and earlier every year. All right.
Quick somber note. Over Memorial Day weekend, we lost Bart Starr. Pour one out for Bart Starr.
Yeah.
For one
legend.
Legend. Won the first two Super Bowls ever.
Yep.
Yeah. One of five NFL championships for the Packers.
That's
during
right.
That run.
Two of five.
Yeah.
And two of four, actually. The two Bart Starr teams, the Favre and the Riders.
No, before the Super Bowl era.
Oh, the NFL.
NFL championship.
Right, okay, yeah. Yep.
So.
He was a legend. I didn't realize he was still alive and kicking. He met with Aaron Rodgers. There's like a thing that they showed where Rodgers wrote a letter about how much he means to him.
Oh, yeah, like and I think it was either last year or the year before he was there at Lambeau and...
Well, that's cool.
So they honored him there. Most iconic play was against my Cowboys in the Ice Bowl.
That's right, the Ice Bowl.
I actually got to look that up.
There's a quote. Wait, they're showing some quote. I think they're talking about the Ice Bowl some odd years later. He's like, oh, yeah, our whole goal is to run the ball so we get the hell out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. I remember seeing that quote. And it cracked me up because it's like, you know what? Like, anyone would have done the same. Like, if.
Mm-hmm.
Roles were reversed. I'm sure Tom Landry would have done the same thing.
Well, yeah.
So
because it was cold.
Yeah, it was what like 30 degrees below zero or something like that.
Yep.
So coldest game in NFL history.
Looking at history,
mm-hmm.
Who would you say out of like big moments is the Cowboys' kryptonite?
Like, I don't know.
I'm just, and I'm not like trying to shit talk here.
Oh, yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. Because
fine, let's look at the Eagles.
No, it's not the Eagles. I'm saying like Green Bay has history.
Green Bay, the Niners had a couple runs.
The Niners, that's a good one.
Like the Montana years, the young years. But even the Garcia years, it was still like it was still there.
Even when T.O. was there, they had
that's the Garcia years.
Garcia, oh, that's right.
Yeah, recent years, it's been the Packers and Aaron Rodgers.
It's been the Packers. That's what I was just wondering, because like you were bringing that up with Bart Starr, and I'm just thinking, I'm like, over the years, like, but I mean, there's really no consistency.
During the 90s, they didn't have
Washington and the Giants were around, or kind of were thorns, too.
Well, yeah, the Eagles, because Washington and the Giants did it 3 years in a row.
Well, yeah, exactly. I was like, Washington and the Giants won Super Bowls in the 90s.
Yeah, and when...
So they're around, so they're always thorns.
Yeah.
But probably, I would say, like, historically, like, outside of the division, probably Green Bay.
Probably.
Oh, actually, I do have something
to say. Green Bay and...
Green Bay and San Francisco.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, well, but they wouldn't see them until the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Wait, you have another one for Cowboys Corner.
Oh,
you have one thing, at least what I read today. So Jerry also, like, publicly said how he does not expect any kind of... repercussions for
We talked about that last week.
Was that Jerry? Did he publicly announce that?
Yeah. There's gonna be no consequences.
I don't know, man.
Well, please, like, the league's not gonna care.
Okay.
They drag their feet
when it's like domestic violence.
They're not gonna be like, you know what? He shoved a security guard. That's law enforcement. We gotta take that seriously.
Oh, no, yeah. I just
spilled his roll of quarters. All right.
Done some weird stuff in the past, though.
I mean, that was a new flashlight.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wasn't gonna be able to find his golf cart to check wristbands. So he was really needs to go away for a while.
He was messed up too. He was fucked.
Well, it's EDC. If you're sober EDC, you're either a cop or you just drew the short straw.
Yeah.
That's probably why I don't go to EDC.
Stop it. Well, neither do I. Like,
I've never been.
Also, the music sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. I think
it's the same white dude with dreads. And,
we all go to Stagecoach instead. These are the Stagecoach guys.
Oh, God. No. Stagecoach.
Well, there's a lot of drinking in that. It's the only thing I would probably partake
in. Screw that.
Sure.
Warped Tour.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, that's done, dude. Yeah, that's...
No, they're doing this in the last year.
It's one
last run.
Because no one cares. It got muscled out by the bigger festivals.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got really eaten alive with the festival economy.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll take Comic-Con any day.
No, even Comic-Con, like, I wouldn't want to go there anymore.
Just because Disney's now?
No, well, that too.
I would rather go to D23.
Yeah, D23 seems more fun and easier to get into. Like, Comic-Con, there's just too much bullshit now.
Yeah, but you got Fremont Street.
But you can't
not get Fremont Street. Good
gas
lord,
light.
Gas
lamp. I always get that
gas
wrong.
Lamp. Yeah, I think it's gas lamp.
Anyway,
yeah. No, it's but, okay. I got it wrong. It's like, Fremont Street's that is not where.
No, but I mean, like,
that's fun too. Though.
The problem with Comic Con though is like you can't get anything anymore. Like with Hall H, you have to camp out overnight.
Yeah. We got lucky. I think the three of us got lucky.
We were there, like, it was the last year. We'll get there in July when actual Comic-Con happens. Like, we'll table that for...
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we'll share our Comic-Con stories because those are
cooler. Yeah, it's coming in, yeah. Okay, cool. I like that. That's a good idea.
Are we still going to go to D23, by the way? I want to go.
I will have to look that up.
Is that at the L.A. Convention Center?
No, Anaheim.
Oh, Anaheim. Is it always at the same one now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. You know why it's at the Anaheim Convention Center?
Because of Disneyland?
Bingo.
Okay.
Bingo. Django.
Anyway, the last thing I want to talk about, there was some CBA negotiation talk coming out today. Actually, two things. One, despite reports that the talks are going well in the early going, there was an email sent out to players like, hey, man, you want to prepare for a year-long work stoppage? And then two of the league proposals that were floated out today are the usual expanded playoffs and an 18-game season. I say boo to both of that.
Yep. I mean, unless they sit there and, like, I know that what they've talked about in the past is, like, they take two preseason games off, right? And turn those into regular season games.
Or, hey, if you're going to make the players do 18 games, you get two bye weeks.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do that.
No, of course not. Because then you lose money that way.
Right. Well, they're like, well, we don't want to lose those two preseason games because people still go because people have a problem.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. Like, we were talking about this last week when they announced the Combine was going to be in primetime.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's going to do better numbers in, like, NBA playoff games, and it's depressing.
Yeah.
Just some dude in, like, sweats, like, run the 40.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but then you got Rich Eisen running the 40 in a suit and tie.
Oh, well, you can't miss that.
Yeah.
God forbid, like, you know, you should tune into, like, Warriors Blazers instead of, like, you know, some, like, D lineman from, like, Memphis State or something doing the bench press. Or the cone.
Yeah, the cone drill.
But anyway, you guys worried? We might have another strike. I think it expires in 2020, right? Is it after the 2020 season?
I think it's after the 2020 season.
Oh, boy.
I'm not worried. I'm not quite there yet. I'm not quite worried yet.
I just have a horrible, like, feeling that we're gonna get another strike. Because, like...
I can see that,
The players have a bad union, like, because they got a bad deal in 2011.
Yeah.
Like, in a lot of ways, it worked out, because you got the new rookie CL that got you the Eagles, the Rams, and... all the other, like, on the Seahawks, too.
Yeah.
You know, but they lost it a lot of other ways. Like, they really gave it up on the player misconduct thing.
Yep.
And the weed thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's, like, a big topic for...
Well, they just need a better union.
Yeah.
Like, the league really is... Like, DeMaurice Smith is, like, bad at his job. Not as bad as the NBA union in the last lockout when it was, like, Derek Fisher and that other dude.
Yeah.
And it was just they just didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, congratulations to Derek Fisher, by the way, for failing up. I forgot he's the coach of the LA Sparks.
Oh, that's right.
I thought that was a joke, and I'm like, oh, is he just, like, helping out the team? Oh, shit, he's our coach.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to talk about that because I have his jersey hanging up in my closet. Well, I love D. Fish.
Look, just remember him as a player. Everything else after that was shit.
Yeah. No, what he did out, yeah.
Getting that 4-year deal, well, $60 million deal to Knicks.
The girl situation and flipping his Cadillac.
Matt Barnes?
Oh, yeah.
Matt Barnes drove across country to fight him because Derek Fisher was at,
such a mess.
Was this girl?
Yeah, so bad.
Anyway,
it's a nightmare, and I loved him as a player.
I do too, and you know,
it sucks.
Well, he got himself out of Utah. It's pretty fishy too.
Yeah,
and Golden State.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Well, he was moving around too, allegedly, because I remember his daughter had
for
like
Utah,
a very
he was
rare
using his
cancer.
Daughter's like eye surgery, but it's like,
well, she did have cancer.
She did, but like. Yeah. He tried to use like the same thing with get out of that Golden State contract.
Yeah, yeah. Regardless,
Utah's like, oh, you can go, and he's
and he's not looking great right now, and it sucks because I loved him as a player.
I know, but he's a bad union rep.
One of the only guys one of the last guys that Kobe would actually listen to.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, those two people that that Kobe would listen to really was him and obviously Jackson.
Right.
So, those were really the only two.
And even then, he didn't really listen to Phil towards the end, that first run.
But Phil was on his way.
The first run.
No, he would listen to Metta World Peace, too.
No, it was later.
Metta World Peace just thinks people are listening to him because he has a bunch of voices in his head.
Oh, that's not nice. It was actually a story about
I know that. I saw it on the news. He was a great person to watch. His interviews are classic.
He's great. He had a column in Sports Illustrated, Ask Ron Ron.
Did he?
It was amazing. Yeah, when he was at the Sacramento Kings.
Is it on YouTube?
No, it's in print. Like, you can look it up. I think it's like Ask Ron or whatever. Like, people would, like, mail in SI for advice, like, to his column for advice.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was great. Like, it was the back page for a month when they stopped doing it.
He is a wonderful kind of crazy.
Yeah. Hey. Anyway, I'm not too worried either, but then again, like, if it gets to, like, late in during this season, it's like, I don't know, guys. There's a lot of saber rattling that'll get nervous because they'll probably strike again.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not.
Because the players have zero power. They must look at the NBA and be like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
These guys get like this kind of a deal? I want that.
Exactly. And they could sit there and work it. Like, look how much revenue we bring in as players. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I don't know. I'm just not quite. I'm not quite.
Guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
We don't want to sign for like $120 million and you like be able to cut us in a year.
Yeah.
Because we're only entitled to $2
million.
Yeah. All right, moving on from NFL. NBA Finals preview. Tomorrow night's game one.
Yes.
Warriors at Raptors.
I'm sitting down and watching that with my daddy. That sounds wrong.
No,
not US.
But it's kind of cool that for once the Warriors don't have home court, the Raptors are in the goddamn finals.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, Kawhi closed out Milwaukee and took care of business on Saturday.
That was actually impressive. I didn't see that coming. They just took control.
They took care of business. Like, Milwaukee was up, and then they stopped making shots, and then Kawhi, Gasol, and Ben Vliet had a
yeah,
good
I
game.
Still think, I think Golden State's
I think Golden State wins in six.
Yeah.
Durant doesn't come back.
Yeah, I think Golden State may even take the first game.
Out for the finals?
He's out for the first game, for
allegedly
sure.
The second. He's traveling with the team, though.
Just in case. But, like, if they go up 2-0, he's not coming back.
Oh, I can see that.
And that'd be really dark if, like, the Warriors swept Toronto without KD.
Oh, it's,
Like, dude. It'd be
fantastic.
Do you know how, like, ugly NBA Twitter will be?
Yep.
Oh, I...
Like,
and Durant does not take criticism well.
Well, he'll be really pissed about it. Like, now I have to go to the Knicks.
Yeah.
And now you have to win a title in New York. Because then it's like, the Warriors didn't even fucking need you. Which isn't really true. Because, like, they needed him during that Houston series. He just got hurt.
Yeah.
And, like, they're going to need him for Toronto because, like, he's the perfect person to match up against Kawhi.
I got to say, too, it's – so as a lifelong Lakers fan, and you might be
We'll get there. We'll get there, too.
No. I'm talking about Golden State. I'm bringing it back. Wow. But as a lifelong Lakers fan, like, I strongly dislike the Clippers. I don't like Golden State.
I find them aesthetically pleasing.
But they are so much fun to watch, and the coaching is so – good. Mm-hmm. They're coaching. And then, honestly, I mean, with this has been, and you and I were texting around, like, when they were still playing the Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
It's fascinating watching them. I got to say, Clay and Steph are wise.
Like, well, yeah. Look how many wars they've been in. That OKC series.
But the thing,
like,
is that
that defined them.
But the whole Kevin Durant thing never affected. And then it's like, as soon as KD went down, it's like, all right,
they got fun again. Because Clay's like, oh, cool, I get to actually, like, play again.
Well, they move around differently.
Well, yeah.
They move around. They
space really well.
Exactly. Oh, it's so great to watch. And have to respect it. It's just,
they're going to be fun. I think for Toronto, their nightmare scenario is, like, if Lowry and Siakam just get rolled by Clay and Steph. Because, like, I don't know if they try to put Kawhi on Steph or whatever, but, like, because I could just see Lowry shooting him out of that series, because he's very much that guy. And, like, Van Vliet and Siakam have been shaky. Gasol could be a pain in the ass, but, like, I just don't see a scenario where, unless Kawhi, like, is a monster.
Toronto would have to have just monster
Kawhi
games.
They need those monster Kawhi games from Toronto.
Yeah, but even he's averaging like three. I mean, he's doing well in every game, but
he's great two-way player though.
He is a great he's phenomenal. But yeah, you're asking a lot because you need all your players to step up, and that's the thing. It's not a one game elimination.
It's pretty amazing. It's
best
that team. Like two like one of the big one of the big storylines is like both KD and Kawhi are probably leaving.
Yeah, that's I know. Yeah. It's crazy.
Like Kawhi's like
that's actually almost. I mean,
Kawhi's been linked to the Clippers for a year and a half. Oh, KD's a Knick.
Yeah,
KD's a Knick, and then Kawhi is basically a Clipper.
Yeah, I've been waiting to see if that actually happens.
I think it does because like. A, he loves being there.
No, I know. Yeah, and
he's not going to be a Laker.
The writing's been on the wall with that, but I want to wait. I do agree. I think that Durant is going to the Knicks, but I'm wondering, is Leonard really gonna?
There's no. I don't think he stays in Canada.
I don't think so either. But I just don't know if he's going to go to that team.
I think it's the Clippers because they have more money. They have more money to spend
more
than anybody,
and they played pretty well. And honestly, the Clippers were the closest to take out. Golden State, and that was with Kevin Durant.
That's because the Warriors are like, it's the Clippers, and like, oh, okay, now we have to try.
Okay. It still went to game 7, didn't it?
No, it went to 6.
Are you sure?
It went to 6.
That's still close to 7.
No, wait a minute. Wait,
it went to 6.
I thought it went to 6.
Okay. It went to 6. Anyway, also a couple of NBA also-rans made the news. Giannis' future with the Bucks, like, immediately after that game ended on Saturday, it was already like, hey, like, Giannis wants them to, like, get it together because he's a free agent in 2021. Which, God, that's got to suck for Milwaukee. Like, I love Giannis, but I don't want the Bucks to think they have to do what they did, what the Cavs did with LeBron that first time, like, when he left. Or they just take on, like, really shitty contracts just to keep him happy, and it ends up blowing up in their face.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because they have a lot of free agents. Because, like, Mirotic is a free agent. Brook Lopez is a free agent. They got to figure out what they're doing with Middleton. They already extended Gordon because they're stupid. And they look like a bunch of other guys that are, like, that they have to figure out who they're paying. And then who do you add?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's exactly the
problem. I honestly think they had a small window anyway.
Maybe.
I think it was a small window. You have, because honestly, with obviously one, if not, I mean... They haven't voted for MVP. There's no MVP of the season yet or anything.
No, because they stupidly do the NBA awards, like, after the season's over.
Okay, so yeah.
When one cares
he's
anymore.
Arguably, like, one of the, if not the best player in the NBA of the
season. He's going to get MVP.
You think he's going to get it?
Yeah, over Harden, for sure.
Okay. Well, and he's great, and he's good. But as far as, yeah, I don't know.
Because the Bucks are sort of in a tough spot because they definitely need another number two creator for Giannis.
Oh no, they can't. Yeah, it's too much. Yeah. They have to have a. Honestly, they need a good like perimeter shooter, good 3-point shooter. I mean,
I know. It's just their life would be a lot easier if they had an extended Gordon.
Well, if you look at this, it's interesting too. If you look at the East, so you look back at the Eastern Conference mm-hmm. scores and stuff like mm-hmm. that. You look at the Western, man, the West blows up the scoreboards.
Yeah, because all the teams are better.
They blow them all.
The East is garbage.
I know.
Orlando made the playoffs. Detroit made the playoffs.
Yep. Yeah.
Those are garbage teams.
Yeah, it's but even Toronto winning the game, didn't they only win like by, they just got over 100? They just got the three mm-hmm. digits.
Yeah, they're all rock fights.
Yeah, so, Golden State, it's like, all right, let's just drop 120 tonight. Speaking
of
Harden,
the Rockets came out today. They cleared out a bunch of front office people because there's a huge war going on with the new owner.
I can see that because just the way that it's...
Basically, they said everybody but Harden is available.
Okay,
Chris Paul.
Yes. Oh, I did read that. Mm-hmm. Yes, Chris Paul. Yep. CP3 is gonna.
Which, if the Lakers trade for that Chris Paul contract, I'm like jumping into a tub of glass. Because have you seen the tail end of that contract?
It's a lot of money. I know that. For an older player,
Chris
too.
Paul's 35 and 36, he'll be making of about $40 million each year.
Yeah, it's insane.
And he's already not aging well because he was like irrelevant during that Warrior series.
No, he wasn't. He had a lot of points the last two games.
Still.
So they're just trying to rectify that trade that they were supposed to have a couple years ago.
With the Lakers?
Yeah.
that David Stern next because he wasn't supposed to be owning the Hornets, but he had to own the Hornets for a while.
Yeah,
that was ugly. Like, was a real black spot on his record. And he has a lot of black spots on his record.
They made the playoffs, though.
It doesn't matter. Like, that trade should have happened, at least.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that, no, I don't, I hope
but
to God we don't.
I don't want Chris Paul, like, at this point of his career, I'm sorry. Especially
No way.
Because they're like, because if we give up Lonzo for Chris Paul.
I don't think LeBron would be pleased with that.
No, he's a banana boat, buddy. He's on the banana boat.
Okay.
Like they're boys.
Okay.
Banana boat.
Sons of bitches. Sons of bitches. I don't know. I think
like if the Lakers traded for Chris Paul, he'd be like, oh, thank God.
But if he's smart, you would know. Yeah, no. You know who's also like extremely irrelevant in the playoffs?
Who?
Kyrie Irving.
Oh.
He was crap, man.
How dare you rip on future Lakers point guard Kyrie?
He was terrible, dude. Oh, my God. You talk about Chris Paul. Chris Paul at least showed up at the very end of their run-ish. But, dude, Irving, he was bad. He was really bad.
He was up and down all year, and he still made second team All-NBA.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Irving would be just better with LeBron because at least I've seen that works.
Well, he can distribute the ball, and he's still quick. He's still got his quickness.
Well, yeah, he can still score.
He kind of reminds me of Tony Parker a bit.
I guess.
You know, he can move around. He slips, through the cracks and stuff, and then he dishes the ball out to the
threes. Kyrie wouldn't be dumb enough to cheat on Eva Longoria.
Honestly, we're screwed. That was bad. Dude,
idiot.
I'm not gonna lie, man. We're screwed. Lakers
no,
are screwed.
No, I don't think it's... They're gonna come away with somebody this summer. But let's get into why they're all so screwed, because today, the other day...
Nice segue.
I know. Yesterday, ESPN ran a story about there's more Laker drama. This was the big piece that came out.
Yep.
A bunch of assistants were cited in the story. Rich Paul was cited in the story about how Rob Pelinka is a huge douche, and the big line for the story was, that place is fucking crazy. Genie wasn't totally hands off, afraid to step in. Magic was berating Luke Walton's assistants 8 games into their 3-5, even though they had people hurt and they're trying to figure out their team. He was still like, "You guys are going to be fired if we don't turn this around." Yeah, Magic, and apparently one lady was really berated by Magic a lot, and she had to go to therapy for it. Rob Pelinka there's an anecdote about Rob Pelinka being a liar. He was telling The Rock a story about how Kobe was so inspired by Heath Ledger's performance of The Dark Knight that he lit up Madison Square Garden, and that Rob Pelinka was able to arrange a dinner between Heath Ledger and Kobe Bryant. What's the problem with that story, Wes?
Heath Ledger is no longer of this world.
He was no longer of this world when the movie came out.
Yeah.
So, oops.
yep.
Other stuff, yeah, just... It's well known that like Rob Pelinka, when he was an agent, was like one of the most hated agents in the league. So that's why like the Lakers can't really get any meetings with anybody or trades, because no one wants to help him out, because Rob Pelinka is a dick.
Yep.
And you know, it was just a mess. Rich Paul tried to meet with Adam Silver to get Luke Walton fired, which that's some chicken shit. Like, go to the commissioner to get your coach that gets your coach fired. Like, stop it. Like, you're not even a player. You're LeBron's agent.
Well, yeah, I mean, you gotta do something, right?
It's still like, what are you doing? Like, it's just a total mess, and it's like, yeah, I totally believe it. And then, especially once that Davis stuff happened.
Yeah.
Or LeBron just murdered the rest of that team, because it's like, well, you're gonna trade us like a week ago. Why are we gonna play for you?
Does the NBA have, like, a Hard Knocks?
They should. That's something they should. But
Lakers should totally be on that this year.
They had one, I think. They tried to have one on NBA TV, but like the league was like way too involved with it, because like I really think they're afraid of like what would happen.
Yeah,
like they even picked the most boring team. They picked like the I think it was like the 2012 Brooklyn Nets, and they had like their backcourt was Joe Johnson and Derek Williams. Or,
I don't really don't look at me.
Darren Williams. It was like the most boring point backcourt ever, because there's like two guys who don't talk. He had like the corpses of KG and Paul Pierce, and just yeah.
Yeah, like, you got cameras going around the Staples Center. You're gonna have some good footage.
Yep. A lot of Luke Walton assistants were talking about how bad that situation was. The players were like coaches were kind of like afraid for the jobs at all times, because like Rich Paul is going on the plane flights too. And it's like openly just like being disgusted that they were still there.
Sounds like work.
All right.
I know, right? No. So yeah, good job, Lakers. You managed to stay in the headlines week after week after week.
Like I said,
total
screwed.
Oh my god! Like
for at least like 2 months.
I just don't understand how after the story dropped, they're like, you know what, Rob Pelinka, you're fired. Like we can't do this anymore. Like I don't understand why he has so much pull, just because he was Kobe's agent for 18 years.
Like, that's probably why he has so much pull.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you can't. But yeah, you can't say. I mean, because
he's been objectively bad.
They have not been shy about letting go. And now, I don't know.
And the fact that Genie is leaning on the Rambuses for advice, like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was kind of, yeah. And everybody wanted her to take over.
Well, you know? Yeah, that was the thing for years. I even read her book. Yeah. I even got her to sign my book.
And it's just the same.
How great a business person she was, and like how smart she is. Because like her brother was running the show, and he was always at the Commerce Casino till like 4 a.m. and not watching tape or anything.
Different problems, same outcome.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's just one of the, it just goes to show you that
can't
like,
make the playoffs.
It goes to show you that there's just really a lot of Tommy boys out there. Like just a lot of ne'er-do-well sons of more successful people.
Yeah.
You get that a lot in the NFL too, because it's a lot. Those teams rarely change hands.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your Cowboys are lucky with, like, Stephen Jones, but, like, still, there's a lot of, like, dumbass sons of great owners.
Yep.
Like the Maras, we're seeing now with the Giants.
Yep.
Like, honestly, it really goes to God show you that them. Being born on third base doesn't, you know...
Doesn't always bode well.
No, it rarely bodes well.
Yeah.
Like, that's why, like, a lot of the forward-thinking owners come from the world where they had to, like, invest, like Mark Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't have a team. They didn't grow up, like, owning the Steelers.
No, exactly.
So, yeah, congratulations, Lakers. And I'm picking the Warriors in 6. What do you think? For finals. And who's your MVP? Because I have Steph.
Warriors in 2 and KD.
Warriors in 2. Wow. So just a comment. Just there's a total, like, outbreak of something, and they have to cancel the finals.
Yeah.
It's like all Space right, Jam.
So, yep.
They cancel games.
Yeah, they bring back Michael Jordan. And, oh god.
What the hell?
I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Who, Charles Barkley?
No.
Scottie Pippen?
No.
Dennis Rodman?
No.
Help me.
Space Jam.
Barkley, Ewing.
No, the final game and everything last Bird? Couple of minutes.
Oh, Wayne Knight?
No, it's the Bill Murray.
Oh.
I drew a blank on Bill Murray's name.
That's what I thought you were thinking of. God, that's really a black mark on Bill Murray's record.
I know they're gonna bring back Michael Jordan in his prime and Bill Murray in his prime.
Wayne Knight scored some points for the Toon Squad.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what's gonna take Golden State over the edge. in two games.
I think Curry wins, and then
I think the
Steph wing of NBA Twitter just shuts up our whole summer because they can't dog on Steph for a couple months.
Yeah, I think Curry. I picked them, and I want to say six is obviously the safest bet. I'm gonna say five.
Wow.
I'm gonna say
Raptors in 7.5.
7.5. That goes overtime.
Yeah.
I think if
double overtime.
I think if Golden State can win tomorrow.
Yeah, it's probably over.
I think it's gonna be I think it's gonna suck a lot of the win. You know, actually, I'm better. Say it's a close one, comes down to the wire,
mm-hmm.
and they win. I think that's going to suck a lot out of it. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I want to say five, but, yeah.
I'm just going to go save and say six. I think they split in Toronto, Golden State sweeps.
Who cares if I'm wrong? I'm going to say five. I want to say they get one in there, but...
I'm going to say either 2 or 7.5.
They're changing the structure of the game. I don't even know how you get that.
All right, anyway, moving on to some superhero shit. First of all, I saw Brightburn the other night.
Oh, how was that?
You know what? It was pretty solid.
Okay.
I
like the concept of it.
It's a really cool concept. Are you familiar with Brightburn?
I have seen most of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's actually really... It's,
it was cool. The ending was like, oh, wow, okay.
Critics are kind of like, oh, like, oh, they stole... You don't know in no, it's full supposed level. To it's be. A bad
It's supposed Superman. To be if Superman had parents who just didn't know what to do with them.
I think that the truck scene is with the uncle
oh, my God.
Awesome.
Oh, totally awesome.
Literally a jaw dropper.
But I gotta see it.
No, it's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Like
the ending Jesus is pretty Christ. Sweet though. It's one of those endings that Brian Dubar likes.
Yeah, the ending was pretty cool. So fucked up. The ending was pretty cool.
Okay,
but yeah, no, it was a neat concept.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all aboard. Like, I'm saving my movie ticket for Godzilla.
Yep.
Oh, and then for Godzilla fans, we'll make sure you go in.
We're putting a pin. That's coming later.
I didn't know that was coming.
We're still in superheroes.
Okay.
So now the other news. Well, you can take this one because you sent me the story.
Read the damn outline, Brian. Fuck.
Seriously.
Well, there's two big kind of like intros that the MCU wants to happen. They want to try and bring Deadpool in as soon as possible, and then Sony countered that, saying that they want to introduce Venom into the MCU as soon as possible.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, they're saying they have like three ways of doing it for Deadpool. Where
are they not going to go rated R? They even said it. They can try to go like PG-13.
They said Deadpool be. They want to keep rated R.
Yeah, like they're going to say like his
MCU.
His,
that was Disney would be taking that over. Mm-hmm. Like that
Disney already owns it. Yeah, that's how they're able to.
Well, right, but I'm sorry, Deadpool and Old Man Logan. That was not through MCU.
No,
The Logan one was Fox before.
Yeah, all that. So was Deadpool. Yeah. That was all pre-merger.
Wait, so I'm sorry. So Deadpool 2, like they're under. So they're still.
Yeah, they're still Fox.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. I'm getting confused. Okay.
Yeah. So.
So they're trying to bring the same Deadpool into the MCU.
Yep.
So they're like in talks with the company that currently.
Well, they own them now.
Yeah, they're talking about some
Deadpool's a Disney employee now.
Yeah.
But they Deadpool were already has from his Mickey ears. Was already.
No, Fox owned it because Fox owned all the X-Men stock, and that's part of.
Oh, and then they bought
that was part of
that was part of the X-Men
stock.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. There's so much rolled into that.
Yeah,
you guys are talking about that. Like,
basically, they own everything but Spider-Man at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because Sony,
they just lease.
They work with them. Yeah, they work
for the time being until Disney buys.
No, Sony's that's all Sony has. So they're gonna clutch that.
You give it a couple of years, they'll own Spider-Man.
No. Sony.
I'm calling it now.
Disney could buy out Sony.
No, yeah. They're not going to do that.
Okay.
No.
They could totally do that. Nah. But anyway.
they own the world, Chauncey.
I know.
But I don't think they... No, because Sony wouldn't sell. They're not struggling.
Not yet.
Paramount will sell. I still think Netflix buys them in 10 years.
Spider-Man's still a really popular comic book.
And then Spider-Verse was a huge
Wes
hit.
Wes is... Sony, I tell you, the comic book encyclopedia is your brother, Wes. Corey knows everything about, like, ratings and buys for the comics and stuff. It's crazy.
Huh. But I think they need to just keep Venom weird. Keep him separate. Keep it weird. I don't...
I mean, the only thing that was worth watching in that movie was
Carnage.
Well, that was good. That was kind of cool. That was cool. But no, I was cool. Eddie Brock.
I wouldn't use the word cool for Carnage.
No, it was just to watch Eddie Brock and honestly,
just to watch Tom Hardy make choices.
Yeah, and talking to himself, like technically talking to himself.
I'd watch another movie just Tom Hardy wandering down the street.
But other than that,
with his accent changing throughout the entire movie.
Yeah,
it's great.
No, yeah, that's fantastic.
Tom Hardy's fantastic.
He goes for it.
Yeah, yeah. Nine times out of ten,
he super duper goes for it.
Yeah, yeah, but no, the Carnage was good.
Jesus
too.
Christ,
that was perfect. I mean, you can't. I honestly,
what perfect?
Absolutely, the person they picked for Cletus Cat.
That wig was bad.
You have to, because he's got the red hair. There's no other.
Then don't hire Woody Harrelson because he's bald.
Perfect
for a wig, all right?
But just like, you're going to make
you it. You have no hair messing with it.
You can't have like a buzz cut or just like.
I guess they could.
I'm just saying, the red hair doesn't have to be canon.
I'm just saying, Cletus Cassidy, and you think of Natural Born Killers. I mean, come on.
But Mickey Knox didn't have hair in Natural Born Killers. Or if he did, it was the ball with the long.
Yeah. I'm just saying,
I wouldn't. I don't know why you need to put him in a Ronald McDonald wig. Because
So you're focused on.
How could you not be?
You're focused on the carpet, Chauncey.
Yes, it's the drapes, actually.
Yeah,
the drapes.
Yeah, carpet's on the
moron.
You don't have carpet on the ceiling.
I'm just saying, like, it's just glaring. It's like, what the hell are we doing here?
Anyway, okay, yeah, the Carnage scene I thought was interesting, but yeah, obviously, like the Eddie Brock going back and forth with Venom,
like totally like a swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, cool concept, but execution was just...
Sorry, just... You don't need the red hair. That doesn't need to be...
Okay, fine. That's fine. All right. It's fine.
But I think Deadpool does show up in the next 2-3 years.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because they're going to sit there and they want to introduce him in either the Disney Plus series, since that's supposed to kind of follow...
It's going to be a theatrical.
Well, yeah. I mean, they would say Disney Plus series or Spider-Man 3.
It'll be Spider-Man.
Or Deadpool 3.
Oh, well, yeah, they should just get... We don't need to introduce him. They can just... that's half the fun of Deadpool. It doesn't need to...
No, I mean, he sits there and...
He murdered Ryan Reynolds in the last one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He prevented him from making Green Lantern. I think they can do whatever they want.
Exactly, so...
Just let him... They don't need to...
Well, I mean, that's how Deadpool's character is in the comics anyway, yeah, so...
Like, why complicate it?
Yeah.
Just let him be Bugs Bunny. And just do what he wants.
I haven't seen Deadpool 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Deadpool 2 is fun.
Oh, no, yeah. I
Deadpool 2 is so fun.
It's also the same person I haven't seen.
Is that HBO?
Yeah, no, I haven't even seen the John Wick movies.
Loser.
What? No.
Yeah. Yep.
Loser.
Wow. Dying, too.
Wow.
Anyway, you have something you've seen as well?
Yeah, and this kind of qualifies for what's good later, since I watched it today.
We're in the superhero section. It counts. That's where it's...
No, I know. I'm just saying when we get to what's good, it qualifies for that, too.
Okay.
But I watched Batman vs. the Ninja Turtles today.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. That was a fun watch today. It follows the comics. That they released a couple years ago. Shows up the team up of Batman and Ninja Turtles as they take down Ra's al Ghul and the Shredder, the Foot Clan.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
The title, come on, Wes.
Coming from the guy that was sitting there supporting a red wig.
Woody Harrelson's red wig.
Yes.
God, actors wear wigs. Get over
it. It's a bad wig.
Okay, if I don't... it's a bad movie. I'm just saying.
Yes, yeah. But it's like... Like, that was the bridge too far for me.
Exactly.
Okay, sorry.
But anyways.
I know you love your Ninja Turtles.
I do love mine. I got half a sleeve dedicated to Ninja Turtles.
You even defended the Michael Bay movies.
The first one was terrible.
The second one was even worse.
No, the second one was better.
The one with Crane?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
I didn't see the second one.
The second one was better than the first one.
I couldn't even finish watching it. I got the same feeling when I watched the new Ghostbusters movie with that one.
Oh, that's the one Chris Hemsworth almost left before the production started.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, but sorry, I'm going to rank the first one. I like the first one. I like the first Ninja Turtles.
No, dude, the second one was actually like more Ninja Turtle-y than the first one. And yes, I use Ninja Turtle-y as a word.
I did not.
They both just had way too much lens flare.
Let's be honest. Yeah. And another thing,
and
too,
I'm someone who enjoys the J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie, so...
Well, Casey Jones sucked in it, and I like... What's his name from Arrow?
Oh, he was bad?
He was not good in it. Oh, he just doesn't fit the role. He tries. He doesn't... It's not that he didn't try, it just didn't work.
Wasn't Brad Garrett Krang?
I don't
remember.
I told you I didn't finish watching the movie. I couldn't.
Hey, Oliver Queen was undercover as Casey Jones, all right?
Oh, is that what
it is? He literally looks just... Yeah, it's just him. It's just Arrow that with, you know...
Oh, no.
With a hockey mask.
And he's a little bit... His personality is a little bit more uplifted. A little more Jones there. Not quite as serious. Yeah, it's not... It doesn't work. Oof. It just doesn't work.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's typecasted. I honestly...
Well, yeah. But you also got Megan Fox in a schoolgirl outfit, so...
That was good. That was right in the beginning. Yep. That was a good one. That's probably about when I... After that, probably lost interest. But
no, they had a good, like, they had a bunch of good, like, Easter eggs tying back to, like, the old Turtles movies.
Not a good movie. Dude, sorry. No.
Anyway, go on. What did you like about Batman?
This one, I agree. I believe this one's good, though, the way you're talking.
This one's fun just because it, you know, it shows, like, the two different worlds kind of meshing together. Like, you got, you know, the serious detective Batman pairing up with Michelangelo at one point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like one of the scenes is that they're driving the Batmobile to, you know, stop Shredder and Ra's al Ghul. And they get it, like, it's Batman and Michelangelo in the Batmobile.
Mm-hmm.
And before they take off, Michelangelo's sitting there going, like, oh, there's so many buttons, I want to push them all. And Batman goes, no, don't touch any of the buttons.
Okay.
So as the scene, you know, builds up and everything, the foot use arrows to kind of, like, stop the Batmobile from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman sits there and looks at Mikey, goes, Mikey, go ahead and press some of those buttons right now. And he starts sitting there pushing all the buttons.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
And then it shows Damian.
That sounds interesting.
Damian Wayne, a.k.a. the new Robin, sitting there going, I've always wanted to push all the buttons. Oh. And you see all the weapons going off and fireworks and everything. So
there's some things that work, especially with those movies. Because I have the Judas Contract, which is a great, fantastic DC movie. Mm-hmm. So there's just some things that work better with the cartoon movies that they just does not... You don't think you just, especially, I don't know what it is with DC TV. They, for the most part, got down, especially with the DC universe, their own streaming service.
I haven't seen Titans, so.
Or Doom Patrol.
Doom Patrol, I heard from your brother actually saying I need to watch it. And he showed me like a clip of it.
Well, he said the same thing with Titans, that I need to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
And that leads us to your topic, because it's also
yes,
DC.
Is. Good, yeah, that was a good
That was
carry
a very
over.
Good segue.
Yeah. It's like our term.
We're getting better every week, guys.
That's what we got to make a sticker where it says that.
Let's DC, the DC new streaming show.
So this Friday will be the first episode of Swamp Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Big Swamp Thing fan, because I think the first one came out in 1982 for the movie.
Based on your personal life.
What?
It was going to get Swamp Thing and Sandman done forever, but...
Whatever. Well, they had the TV show. They had a TV show in the 90s, but it wasn't really that great. But anyway, regardless, so now they have... So DC, the same one that has Doom Patrol, and the newest one that's coming out, and the first episode is this Friday for Swamp Thing, and the trailer makes it seem like a horror... I mean, they really just go heavy on the horror aspect, which is great. I mean, I think that's awesome. And then at first when I watched it, especially with the teaser, it's a little weird because I'm just like, okay, is Swamp Thing a bad guy in this? Or, like, you're kind of, like, trying to figure out what's going on, and you don't really get... You know, you don't know... They're very good at, like, not saying anything really about the story. There's a lot of, obviously, wonky, weird stuff going on in this, you know, their area, but... I checked online because it was starting to bug me, and I was just kind of, it still says superhero, so I'm like, okay. I'm assuming it's like, you know, like there's some organization that is like polluting the swamps, therefore affecting like the civilization, and he's the protector of, you know, that habitat, that natural habitat. So I'm really excited. I'm probably the most excited for, it's making me want to buy the stream, to subscribe. Because it looks really good. I'm a horror movie buff too, and on top of that, like, obviously I love comics, so I'm kind of like, oh, I'm so ready.
Plus you're a terrible horror movie fanatic too.
I know, you know how do you have
like to, snow like snow no, spiders? No,
I'm saying, I always just say horror. Snow spiders. If you record, you have to say horror,
dark moon,
horror because it sounds like you're saying whore.
Maybe I am saying horror.
I learned that from Whose Line.
The other last little bit of superhero news is I guess the new Spawn movie is having a bit of a problem.
Yeah,
it's shocker.
Despite having Blumhouse, Jamie Foxx, and Jeremy Renner involved, Todd McFarlane's like, I don't know, you guys. Which is kind of a bummer because they've been trying to get that right forever.
Even when they first did the first movie.
Well, they're the same thing for Gambit. It never worked out. Spawn is a very cool character, but I'm not surprised that it's creating, especially it's risky. It's a very complicated character. Dealing with hell and. Which I guess doesn't matter because they have a Lucifer TV show, so I guess
matter. I'm sorry. They had three Hellboy movies.
Yeah, they had
Constantine.
Constantine on.
Yeah, but that
Legend.
Was the one. That was the battle. Yeah, but that was the battle between Legends heaven too. And hell.
So,
but I'm trying to think where.
Look, we live in a world where Rocket Raccoon's a movie star. So
no. Yeah, I understand that. I'm just thinking the marketing. I think that
Hey, we can't forget Howard the Duck is a cameo.
That's right. We redeemed Howard the Duck.
Yeah,
he made it into two.
Oh, did
Guardians
you guys drop the news about the next Guardians movie? Who's officially in it?
There's no official anybody.
Yes, there is a character.
Thor?
Beta Ray Bill.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Beta Ray Bill is officially in it. Yeah, this crowd.
Have a cast
on it. If I made it on the show, I'm sorry. Last week I would have dropped it. Yeah, it came out on Wednesday.
I missed that.
Yeah, Beta Ray Bill is officially in the next Guardians movie.
For the listeners and also me, can you explain who that is?
So, Beta Ray Bill. Okay, so imagine. I guess visually, if you have to, it's an alien. But imagine Thor with the Thor outfit and everything, but with a kind of almost like a yellow horse face. Yeah. But he is good. He's of good nature. And he is now because of Captain America and everything, spoiler alerts for the Avengers, it's kind of different, but he's only one of the only other characters in the
MCU.
Just in Marvel that can actually pick up any of Thor's hammers, but he gets his own name.
What's his face is going to be in it too. Adam.
Adam Warlock.
I don't think he's officially on it yet.
I think
they teased him in the second one.
I know that. I don't think he's officially on it. They literally Beta Ray Bill is in it now. I don't know for how long. I don't know if he's going to be because he can't really. I don't think they're going to. He's going to play a vital role. If he does, it might be kind of like how. And I'm not saying I'm not comparing movies. I'm assuming the movie's going to be a lot better. But I don't know if you remember the second Fantastic Four where the Silver Surfer kind of incorporated him. I'm wondering if they may do that or he may play a little smaller part. He's officially in it and I've been waiting because they teased that in the Ragnarok because he is one of the champions on the statue.
I missed that.
Yeah, his face is on one of the champions and statues. Yeah,
cool.
So he is, so they've been waiting. It's obviously people are not gonna not as many people, especially people that just watch the movies.
May not be familiar
with that character, but he's a badass character.
It doesn't matter. No one knew who the Guardians were until the movies hit.
Yeah, exactly. He's an incredible character. Honestly, and if any, like I said, for listeners, if you wanted to watch something, watch.
Who would you cast then?
Well, it's going to be all CGI'd, so.
Vin Diesel's Groot, so.
Josh Brolin totally looks like Thanos, so.
No, yeah. I would say you need an actor with a pleasant voice. Once he learns English.
Who's a pleasant voice? Who just says a pleasant voice?
You're hitting me with a lot of questions right now, Chauncey. I don't
know. I'm not prepared for this. Who's a pleasant voice?
A pleasant voice.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Soft-spoken.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Godfrey.
We're bringing him up in What's Good because we'll get there.
Okay.
Wait, isn't that the one that does the Aflac?
Yeah. Iago.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, Iago. Oh, Jesus.
One of the best stand-up comedians of all time.
Yeah. Come back to me, okay? You guys talk, and I'm going to figure this out.
Oh, and before we move on from superhero shit, with Batman vs. Ninja Turtles, ending, they totally set it up for a sequel.
Of course
they did. And it's a great, great, what if. I want to see. Spoiler alert.
Okay, go ahead.
The end of the movie is pretty much the factory where the Joker's made, Acme Factory. Batman's battling Shredder and everything, because Leo took out Rachel Ghoul. That's right. That's why he's the best turtle.
It's all about Raph.
No. Leo takes him out.
Okay.
That's because you were Raph for the freaking Comic-Con.
No, I was even, but this predates that.
Yeah.
This predates that.
Oh, really? You like that? You love Raph out of all
of them? Yeah. That?
He's badass, but I liked Leo, too.
Loser.
That was a high five.
I like Leo too. Everybody hates Donatello.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's why we killed him off when we went to Comic-Con.
Well, we just now have another person there. We did find Shredder though.
Yeah,
we
found Shredder too.
That was a legit Shredder too.
Oh, he was there. That's right. He was there the second time.
But anyway, so Batman's battling Shredder and everything, and you know, this time around he beats him. First time around he got his ass kicked. But they kick Batman into the same chemicals that Joker fell into.
Interesting.
And then the factory, you know, explodes and falls down on him. And, you know, Turtle's like, well, we've counted Shredder out before in the past, and he's always come back, so let's not count him out now. And the end scene is him reaching up through the rubble, and his skin is white.
Oh,
and he's like the new Joker.
Oh, all right.
Because Joker in the show or in the movie gets a hold of his mutagen and turns into a snake mutant.
Okay then.
It's trippy.
All right.
Yeah, it's a fun show to watch.
Is that based off of the actual comic?
Yeah, that's what happens in the comic.
Really?
Okay. All right. Last thing. Yesterday on Memorial Day, my wife and I saw Aladdin.
How was that?
We've been dunking on it for months and months. And months, like even before you guys were on the show, it was just Mono and Gabe still. Like I think ever since they dropped that teaser on Monday Night Football, that one, October, November.
Yeah.
Was it Monday Night Football or was it like the college playoffs?
One of the two.
Anyway, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And it was cute in moments, but the pacing was weird.
Well, I guess they released the soundtrack.
And by the way, we were wrong. It did very well.
Oh, I'm not surprised. It's a Disney movie.
No, well, Dumbo tanked.
Well, okay, but
Dumbo cratered.
Okay, but look when it aired.
No one cared about Dumbo ever.
I'll say my wife likes Dumbo.
I'm just saying. Well, but it was a Tim Burton movie with Michael Keaton and Colin Farrell. Like it wasn't like it was with nobodies.
Yeah, but I guess my wife hates the soundtrack.
Well,
she said that all the songs suck.
There's a lot of choices made in Aladdin that I'm very perplexed by.
But wait, like how did you like Aladdin?
It was fine in places, but it wasn't the shit show I thought it was going to be.
Okay, so you're on the fence about it?
You know,
or you think it's just a lot better? It exceeded your expectations.
It exceeded my very low expectations. Wait, you want to step in for this?
It was okay. Like, I liked it. I thought... like it wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be.
The kid who played Aladdin was good.
Yeah,
I'll give him that.
I liked him. I like Will Smith. I'm not sure where the internet was getting hot Jafar because he was not. And then I feel like the girl who played Jasmine, like she's just kind of stiff. Like, well,
yeah,
she was in the Power Rangers too, and she was like,
oh, that's right,
stiff.
She was a Pink Ranger. I saw that. That's right.
I keep forgetting that.
Oh, that's a hubba hubba for me. She was cute.
She's cute, but she's just, like, kind of stiff, like, in acting.
Well, Jasmine in the cartoon was not that...
No, well, but they give this Jasmine a lot more to do. Yeah. They give her... She gets two songs.
She's a feminist?
Well, she fights... She doesn't want... She wants to be part of, like... She wants to, like, help rule.
Yeah, she wants to be the...
Well, that's different.
Sultan, yeah.
That is definitely not the cartoon Jasmine I remember.
Is the
tiger in there?
Yeah, we eat Raja.
Does he talk?
No. And
is he caged?
No, he's just a tiger.
He just walks around
He's a CG tiger. But like Guy Ritchie was a total bad fit for it. That Guy Ritchie style was all over it. Especially like Sherlock Holmes Guy Ritchie. You know what I mean?
Where they like slow things down and then like speed it up really quick, and you're just like, why are you doing that? Yeah.
Like the CG was very colorful and like it was
I liked it that it was like super colorful and stuff because that's kind of how the Middle East is. So, like, it has, like, that...
Sure. Agrabah's a coastal city now, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, like, that I didn't mind, and I liked all the brightness that was in it, but, yeah, just some of the pacing
was weird. The pacing
was
really off! Like, during Arabian Nights, a yada yada, like, with, like, the first 15 minutes of actual Aladdin.
Did you guys even mention Will Smith yet?
We didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. He, no,
I heard he was actually not.
No,
bad.
He's in.
I heard
he's in, actually no, enjoyable. It was nice to see him in like movie star mode again. Yeah. Like it was like,
well, that's a tough act to follow because well, I mean they, you're always yeah, going to think of Robin Williams
it.
For that.
Like that was the only number that they did that I liked. The other numbers I just okay. felt like they needed someone who like does musicals for a living to like kind of step in because cool. they felt kind of static. But like you got a friend like me number was cool. That was neat.
Yeah, that was good. And then I liked Aladdin's like solos. Jasmine's songs were not good because no. they felt like super
they were bad
place.
Songs. They were
yeah.
bad songs.
And they were very like, they were like poppy almost or
they
something.
They made some weird choices with Jafar. Like yeah, there's a lot of weird true. Like you, the movie, like the other version was just fine.
I heard his staff looks like a, which is funny you bring
his
up
staff
Power
was cool.
Rangers. I heard his staff looks like a Power Rangers villain's staff.
Yeah. Oh, Rita Ora?
Something like, I don't know.
It's Rita Repulsa.
Oh, sorry, yeah, sorry.
Rita Aurora.
No, Aurora. Like Aurora. Star. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He was.
It's late, all right?
He was kind of stiff, too. Like, he was kind of bland and, like, whatever.
Yeah,
like
that's, that part was all over the place. And then Genie falls for Jasmine's handmaiden. It was Nelson Pedrad from SNL. She was cool. I like Nelson
Pedrad.
Yeah,
I did like her, and I felt like she did a better job.
Does he become a real boy?
Yeah, he becomes a human. Yeah, that's what he wants. Instead of just being free, like when he's free, he just becomes a human.
Right. So wait, that did not happen in the cartoons, right?
No, he just has to go like travel the world and be Genie.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Just he's not beholden to anybody.
Right on. Okay.
But they really go hard on Genie pursuing Nelson Pedrad, and it's weird. Like, it's very weird.
Just
okay.
A bit.
Yeah, right. It would like they make a lot of odd choices like that.
I'm waiting on that one. I'll probably
it's fine.
Watch that when it
like,
comes
just
out.
Wait for Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's probably.
Yeah, I mean that's.
I already know I'm getting that. So because there's gonna be
yeah,
so much coming. There's gonna be so much coming.
Well, yeah, we're all parents. We're definitely getting Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's
yep.
true.
Yeah.
Yep, that is very
well,
true.
Well, plus they have a lot of cool stuff. Like the Mandalorian is probably gonna be pretty dope.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
And the Falcon. We didn't talk about this last week. We forgot. But the Falcon and
Winter Soldier.
Falcon and Winter Soldier. It's gonna be a six episode miniseries.
Yep.
Okay.
And
cool.
They're bringing back Daniel Brühl's character from Civil War.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay. I like that. I like that choice.
They pick a director. I forgot.
Sometimes
her,
the miniseries
I forgot her name,
she
just,
come
she
out stronger.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which yeah,
is
like
six episode
choice.
Now.
Great. Okay.
That'll be nice to stop renting things from Amazon.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Or for us buying it on iTunes.
Honestly, yeah. I like looking at some of the old throwbacks that Amazon has for free.
No, but the Disney ones aren't free.
No, I know that. You rent on
like
you rent
some,
the option.
But, like, I don't know. Okay, by the way, though, on Amazon, we just watched Cars 2 because, like, our daughter wanted to
it's
watch
on Stars
the first
too.
One. Oh, yeah, whatever. She likes the first one, so I was like, oh, I've never seen the second one. What the fuck is with that second one?
I
that
never
was...
saw that. The third one's good.
Bad.
The third one's pretty good.
The third one's good?
I like the third one.
Well, that was the first time I'd seen the second one, and I was like, what's going on?
Isn't it like British intelligence
yeah.
and stuff
made,
like that?
A mistake made her for a spy. I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
This is the British
I haven't
around
I
the world in
that
a
yet.
Race.
Yeah
and I was like, what's going on here?
Is it Michael Caine?
Yeah,
Michael
Caine.
Yeah, I remember hearing his voice. I've never seen it, but...
It just felt super out of place. I'm like, why are you doing that? But whatever.
Yeah, the third one is when Lightning retires.
No. Oh, yeah. Lightning retires, and yeah, that's right. Yeah, and he has a protege.
Yeah.
Or what turns into a protege, technically. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I don't know if to spoil that shit or not, but.
All right. Then,
I mean, it's a couple years old, so.
It's I think it's more than a couple. I think it's like three.
2 years.
Old.
No, of course, 3 years.
Only
2017.
Yeah. I like that one. That one's pretty cool. It's heartfelt. It's very heartfelt.
All right, real quick, I just want to preview Godzilla. I'm super excited for it. I've heard the reviews are not great.
Depending on what you're looking
it,
at.
I forgot
depending...
your movie poster again.
God!
And I told myself too to grab that.
Anyway,
that's another side.
It didn't
note.
Work.
Just
okay.
for me, it's on there. There's a couple Godzilla movies on Stars that I want to dive back into. Like Destroy All Monsters is on Stars, and that's like the best one.
Godzilla
yeah.
looks lame.
Oh,
you know I'm not into that.
I know, that's fine.
The new Godzilla, or just in general?
In general, like
well,
badass. First of all, I don't like Asian movies.
That's a wide variety.
You know what? My wife is life offended, all right?
Well, so is my sister, but... I don't know. I just don't like Asian movies. Like
fair
that.
Enough.
Like, I don't like... like, I remember Mondo and Megan had me watch IP Man, and I wanted to, like, kill myself. Or, like, my sister used to be obsessed with, like, Jackie Chan movies when we were...
Oh, those are great.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Jackie Chan or Jet Li?
Jet Li's got some good ones from back in his heyday, yeah. Except for the one. That one's...
It's fine.
It's fun, but it's...
It's fine.
I realized going back, I remember I loved it watching it for the first time. I was like, this is really cool. And then like later on, I was like, not as good as
it's one of the weaker ones.
Yeah.
But anyway...
But that first one was kind of like meh.
Oh, I thought Gareth Edwards did a really good job with that. Like, that was a very well-directed movie, the bad script, I'll give you that. But they, it's not about the humans. That's been the complaint
with people. Yeah, monsters, it's a thing, yeah. Just go in with the, I think you'd be okay.
I just want to watch monsters
go
fight.
Go in for the monsters fight.
And, I want it to look pretty. Because, like, a lot of the cinematography looks great.
I want it to look pretty?
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? Like, like the shot with Rodan coming out of the volcano, you're like, it's badass. Like, yeah. When Ghidra gets unfrozen, it's like, holy crap.
I think...
That's what I want.
Or Mothra.
Yeah, Mothra. And the shot of Mothra coming out of the cocoon.
Yeah, from, like, is it like, the movie review I listened to, guy I listened to, he said he's like, okay, so, because I guess the biggest complaint was in the first one was that you didn't see as much of the monsters, but they fleshed out the characters a little bit.
No, they didn't.
Bryan's current, they didn't. It they wasn't did that not. Great. It wasn't
Aaron
that great.
Taylor this Johnson's, is even, well, Aaron Taylor Johnson is zero.
This is allegedly worse. It's just there's no, you have no attachment to the humans, but that's kind of what I want.
I don't care about the humans.
I know. No, I want them to get crushed.
It's a monster film.
And honestly, they already kind of established that Godzilla is the protagonist. He's the main good guy. So you don't really need a human now.
No.
You just need people yelling.
You just need the humans
running around like ants yelling.
To just set up like, okay, let's get us to the...
Well, that and you need the, what's it, the twins?
That's Mothra.
That's
the twin girls or whatever with the flute and everything.
I don't think they're going to be in this one, Wes. I'm sorry.
No, I know. I'm just.
I don't know why.
Because that concept of Nadril.
I'm just saying. Like, if they wanted
were in every freaking movie, though.
I know.
Every single.
Started in the first Mothra in 61.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, they can at least.
I'm hoping
an icy strike is that.
We're either seeing that or Rocket Man this weekend, which I've heard very good things about.
Oh, I want to see Rocket Man. I love that actor.
I've heard Rocket Man's Bohemian Rhapsody, but good.
Okay.
And like, but anyway,
I like the actor.
Let's get to what's good. I've got a bunch of stuff, so I'll clear out and let you guys go first.
Oh, like normal. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like I said last week, I finished up The Office and everything, and so now I am on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Good show.
Yeah,
Great show.
I'm on season 2 now.
Yes.
And the episode I think it was like the first episode.
Okay.
First or second one where
Peralta?
Thank you. Went undercover for the FBI.
Okay.
Got fired.
Yeah.
So, or fake fired. So that's where I'm at right now. And, God, what is his name?
Holt?
No, not Holt.
Terry.
Not Terry.
Boyle.
Yeah, there we go. Boyle. Broke up with his fiance.
Oh, yeah.
So he went all dark and showed up in his Matrix costume.
The cold opens on that show are so good.
Yeah.
Like, I really can't wait for you to get to Hot Damn. That's like one of my favorite things in the world. Like, Captain Holt gets so great as the show goes on.
Oh, he's already
no,
great.
But I mean, he gets so much better.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't met Kevin yet, have you? Like, a Holt's husband?
Yeah, you met him in the end of the first season.
Oh, yeah!
At his birthday party.
Want him over for dinner, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for the birthday party.
Have you watched, because I guess this is going off kind of what Chauncey or, like, what you guys talk about, but have you seen Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was the first one I watched.
Okay, good.
Huh.
That's a great show.
Yeah.
Well, after Brooklyn's...
Did you laugh because you liked that show,
too? Sure kick, he might as well just go into the good place.
Yeah, but that was, like...
Okay.
Like, I promise you, like, that show is incredible.
It's, yeah.
I was either going to do that or, the vampire one.
What, We Do in the Shadows?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, you could do Shadows first, because Good Place is still on Netflix, so you can bang out the first 2 seasons of that.
Okay.
But, yeah, What We Do in the Shadows, there's season finales to that. I haven't gotten to see it yet, but...
Well, obviously, because we're doing the show.
Well, but... no, but I mean, it wasn't on the... sometimes I get lucky, and, like, last week it was on the FX app, like, already, like, Tuesday night. But I didn't get lucky this time. Anyway, you?
Okay, so I watched... I finally watched Aquaman with my wife because we...
Yeah, what'd you think? It.
The first hour sucks, and then the end is actually entertaining. Like, I liked how they finished it, but it's... The first hour is kind of rough.
But, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
No, I liked it a lot. No, I liked it. Like, once it got past that, maybe not the, like the first 45 minutes, it's just like, I don't care.
Okay.
And then once, like, I would say where it, and I'm not saying spoilers because it's already out on DVD, but.
Yeah. Like, anyone's going, like, great. Honestly, I was going to watch Aquaman.
Once he gets his, he finds the first, after the first fight with his brother, mm-hmm. like, in the water, and then they have to kind of.
His brother's in the, I haven't even seen it yet.
Just kidding. Anyway. I saw it last year.
Oh, okay. Smart ass. So yeah, I would say like the it picks up majorly and then it ends on a very high note. So it's good. I liked it. But yeah, the first little while was rough. And then honestly, I tried getting in. So I started watching Arrow again.
Oh.
And man.
Where'd you check out? I checked out
after
season four.
I think that's the one, right? Season four when they blow up the island? Or is that season five?
That's season.
Season three five. Is Deathstroke.
The Damian Dark season.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, season two is Deathstroke.
Yeah, season three is the Damian Dark season.
Damian Dark, I got that one.
I watched season four, but I don't remember anything from it, but I know that's where I punched out.
Right, and that's season five.
Is okay. When they blow up the island and he loses.
His baby mama?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then season six is the aftermath of that.
Is that the prison season?
No, it's this season seven. Okay. It's like the end of season six.
Anyway, yeah. So I'm getting it again. So I'm having trouble already. And your brother told me he's going to tell me. He's like, I'm going to get rid of all the filler episodes for you.
Good man.
Yeah, Corey. Yeah. Corey's like, I'll let you know which ones. I'm like, just show me the list and I'll tell you which ones to skip.
Finally, he proves himself useful.
I know, right?
Yeah, he's like, he said the same thing with Flash. Flash is, it's just, yeah. And I've said this before and I complain about it. They're too long.
They need to be 18 episodes.
Less than that, 15.
16 tops.
Jesus, like 22, 23 episodes? Good Lord. I know,
it's
Lord.
Not built for network TV.
It's no. too it's long. Not built for network. But that's all the CW has and they just want to keep, you know, they stretch it out.
That's just, it's network, you're on network TV.
Yeah, and they play.
Unless you, well, but then again, like NBC, like The Good Place is only like 13. So.
Well, and Christina loves
Brooklyn
Jane the Virgin.
Brooklyn was 13 too.
Is Jane the Virgin a short one too?
No,
okay,
22.
Christina loves that.
No,
one.
That, the thing with that show is, and I appreciate because Billions is functions the same way, like or any soap
half
opera
hour?
Does. No,
oh,
no, an hour, but they burn through plot so quickly that it's like, but it works. Like Jane the Virgin is one of those where it works.
So you come in fresh because there's a new thing going on?
No, well, no.
Oh, I didn't know.
But they recap the hell out of it. Like it's a very self-aware meta show.
Yeah, I can't get. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so I think that's it though. Yeah, watch Aquaman. Try and getting back into the, you know, that stuff. And then honestly, I'm super excited for Swamp Thing.
Okay.
I'm really excited
Swamp
for that.
Swamp Thing looks good.
Yes. Okay, I got everybody on board. That's all I wanted. Peace out, everybody.
So, for me this weekend, so I already talked about Brightburn, I already talked about Aladdin. On Friday, I watched the Lonely Island special, the unauthorized biography of the Bash Brothers, Mark okay. McGuire and Jose Canseco. It's basically, they do like Beyonce's Lemonade is like basically like a 30-minute music video with like different songs. This is like that, but about the 88 Oakland A's, where Andy Samberg is Jose Canseco and Akiva Schaffer's Mark McGuire. And there's just like a whole bunch of crazy shit happens. Like it's very Lonely Island.
Oh yeah,
like, it's very Lonely Island.
I like
it's super random. A bunch of fun guest stars show up. Yes. It's bonkers.
What is this on?
It's on Netflix. It's only half an hour.
Is it really?
It's a half hour.
What's it called? Just Lonely Island.
You could just do Bash Brothers or Andy Samberg.
I didn't even know that existed. Okay.
Oh yeah, it's about yeah. It's really funny, especially if you knew the 88 Oakland A's. It's like a lot of steroid jokes about Canseco and McGuire.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The songs are pretty solid.
And you can see it when you look on you can just like Google or YouTube or Google stuff from back then. It's like that's not.
But it's just really ridiculous. It's Lonely Island. So if you know the Lonely Island brand of comedy, you know it's an easy half hour. Then also, last night I burnt through the whole first season of Jeff Ross's Historical Roast.
Oh, yeah, I need to watch that.
Which I was very... I didn't know what it was going to be like. I forgot it was on. And then I'm like, oh, hey. And you know what? It works. You think the concept would be get old after like three episodes, but it doesn't. They're half an hour. A lot of fun guests play the historical figures. Like, the first episode's Abraham Lincoln, and Bob Saget's Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm
Natasha
already sold.
Natasha Leggero's Mary Todd Lincoln, and then John Stamos is John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, I'm just based off of
the third, the third roaster is Harriet Tubman. Like, it's hilarious. Jaleel White shows up, Urkel shows up for two of them. He's Nelson Mandela as in the roast of Martin Luther King, and then he's Muhammad Ali in the roast of Muhammad Ali.
Oh, God.
No, it's great. But a lot of fun guest stars. Like, they do an episode... they do an episode roasting Anne Frank and Gilbert Godfrey's Hitler.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. It's incredible. But, you actually, they drop a lot of historical facts in it, which is weird. Ryan Felipe is Julius Caesar in the roast of Cleopatra. Yeah. Like, it's random and just and funny. Like, it's very well done for what it is. It's a lot of corny roast jokes.
It sounds like, oh, well, yeah, roast, but it sounds like SNL skits.
No, it's kind of like a long, I think of it like that, but like, the one I appreciated was during Anne Frank's roast, Don Rickles' daughter plays Don Rickles. Because Don Rickles was in the Navy during that time.
So he's basically, okay.
She plays Don Rickles.
Right, so yeah.
And his wife, yeah, it's pretty great, because I'm like, who the hell is this? And they're like, oh, it's Rickles. I'm like, oh, that makes sense, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of nice, just about, yeah, a lot of random ones like that.
Okay.
They do it like there's a roast of Freddie Mercury that's incredible.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Nikki Glaser plays Kurt Cobain. I didn't know that I wanted that in my life, but it was perfect.
I mean, yeah. It sounds like a slam dunk. Like
it's I'm six episodes or each a half hour. You can just burn through them in like a night. I did. I could stop after this one. And then I'm like, oh crap.
Do I really want to though?
I'm like, oh, we're doing this one now. All right. I want to know who each person's gonna be. Like the Muhammad Ali one was pretty great with who they have on the dais. Yeah, but it's an easy watch. It's pretty great. I think that's all I have. You guys got anything else you wanna add before we leave?
Yeah, I'm sure something's going to break tomorrow, and we'll have to recap it next week.
Well, we haven't
week.
Had a trailer all week, so I'm waiting for it. It's because we're coming off a holiday.
Yeah, it's true.
There's going to be a trailer, or something's going to happen tomorrow. And
someone gets released.
Someone gets released, or it's like...
Aladdin 2.
Or something gets greenlit out of nowhere. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, something.
Star Wars.
There's a rando Hollywood Reporter story. You're like, oh my god,
yeah.
Like something just
or somebody dies.
Someone. Oh, we lost Bill Buckner already, and we lost Bart Starr.
Bart
Starr,
so yeah, that's sad.
Bill Buckner was sad too. I didn't realize he had dementia.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to put this through
on
ask running
on a low note.
Yeah.
On a higher note.
Watch Swamp Thing, everybody.
Watch Swamp Thing. We'll talk next week. I'm sure it'll be whatever we missed the rest of the week.
Yeah, watch Batman vs. Ninja Turtles.
And I'm going to watch the season finale, What We Do in the Shadows, after I upload this thing.
There we go.
Yeah. All right, have a good night, guys.
Bye, guys.